This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, October 27th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. California puts down four wolves. Water Board updates reporting platform. USDA won't use fund to pay for SNAP, and Trump in Japan today. California euthanizes four wolves. After a surge in livestock attacks, California has engaged in the first lethal removal of wolves since their return to the state. The Department of Fish and Wildlife and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced on Friday that four gray wolves were euthanized in the Sierra Valley region of Plumas and Sierra counties. The decision follows months of efforts to deter the pack's escalating livestock depredations, including drones, diversionary feeding, 24/7 field presence, and other non-lethal methods. Yet the wolves likely killed about 70 cattle between March and September, accounting for more than 60% of California's wolf-related livestock losses for that span. CDFW Director Chuck Bonham said the decision, quote, was not made lightly, nor was it easy. The pack had become habituated to cattle as a primary food source and posed a long-term threat to both ranching interests and statewide wolf recovery efforts. While wolf recovery in California is a conservation success, quote, their reemergence is a significant disruptive change for rural communities, he added. The euthanized wolves comprised a breeding pair and two sub-adults. Two juveniles in the pack were previously found dead, and the remaining wolves may be relocated to protect other wolf populations. Water Board launches Cal Waters to streamline reporting. The State Water Board has launched a new reporting system known as Cal Waters, replacing an outdated database used by farmers and other water rights holders. The new platform, which went live this month, requires agricultural users to create accounts and link their existing rights before submitting annual diversion and use reports. Officials say Cal Waters offers a simpler interface, improved accuracy, and faster processing for the thousands of growers who report surface water diversions each year. The system is designed to increase transparency and provide regulators with better data for drought and allocation decisions. Board staff are hosting workshops to help farmers navigate the transition, particularly those managing multiple rights or reporting on behalf of irrigation districts. The board plans to phase out the old platform entirely by early 2026. Why it matters? Well, staff anticipate that in a couple of years, the system will be robust enough to send instant alerts to farmers, clearing them to capture flood flows in their specific areas to use for local storage and groundwater recharge. Newsom weighs 2028 presidential bid. Governor Gavin Newsom confirmed yesterday he is considering a run for the U.S. presidency in 2028, but said his decision will hinge on the outcome of the 2026 midterm elections. With his term ending next year, Newsom acknowledged he would be dishonest to claim he wasn't entertaining a bid, stating, quote, I'd be lying otherwise. The governor has raised his national profile in recent years through his vocal criticism of President Donald Trump and his prominent role in Democratic efforts to redraw congressional districts. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West.
USDA nixes using fund to pay SNAP benefits as Dems urge action. The Agriculture Department says it's illegal to use a contingency fund to pay Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits in November. A USDA document says the fund, which is estimated to include more than $5 billion, can't be used to support benefits in fiscal year 2026, quote, because the appropriation for regular benefits no longer exists. Democrats on Friday called on the Trump administration to use the money to pay SNAP benefits as the government shutdown stretches into a fourth week. Experts on hunger and nutrition say losing benefits could hurt low-income families already struggling to pay other bills. It means that some families may not be able to pay their rent, that their electricity gets turned off, or they can't repair the car they depend on to get to work, says Kate Bauer, an associate professor of nutritional sciences at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. USDA says the contingency fund, quote, is a source of funds for contingencies, such as the Disaster SNAP program, which provides food purchasing benefits for individuals in disaster areas, including natural disasters like hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods. Democratic representatives and senators wrote to Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins on Friday urging her to use the fund. Quote, at a minimum under the law, USDA must use the contingency funding that is available for SNAP, 45 Democratic senators said in their letter to Rollins. House Democrats quoted USDA's own shutdown plan, which says congressional intent is evident that SNAP's operation should continue since the program has been provided with multi-year contingency funds. Trump's Asian trip rolls on amid a flurry of trade announcements. President Donald Trump heads to Japan today for the second of a three-stop Asian trip. The president spent the weekend in Malaysia, meeting with leaders at a regional summit where he unveiled new trade pacts with Malaysia and Cambodia. He also noted progress in discussions with Vietnam and Thailand, both sides releasing joint statements on the negotiations. Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent teased, quote, substantial Chinese ag purchases after meeting with his Chinese counterpart. Trump will visit the Japanese emperor today before meetings with new Japanese Prime Minister Sane Takaichi and business leaders tomorrow. Both leaders spoke by phone on Saturday, in which Takaichi told Trump that bolstering the U.S.-Japanese alliance is, quote, a top priority for her administration. Among the topics will be implementing a U.S.-Japan trade pact Trump secured with her predecessor. Takaichi said she will honor the deal, including a commitment to buy $8 billion in U.S. ag products, but she said that she could offer new terms for the Trump administration for consideration. Asked on Air Force One Saturday whether he would re-examine the deal's terms, Trump said he is, quote, open. We have a great relationship with Japan, he said, and we're going to have a fantastic relationship with her. Here's today's final word. We're not just teaching AI to understand food. We're asking it to reimagine what food can be. That the word of Elias Tangopoulos, UC Davis computer science professor and director of USDA AI Institute for Next Generation Food Systems. His research team received a $2 million grant from the Bezos Earth Fund to advance AI-designed foods. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, October 27th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.